Welcome to the Covenant Community Church podcast. We hope that this teaching will bless you. Share with us how God is moving in your life and how this message impacts you by emailing us at media@covenantcc.net. Are you ready? It's time for the Word.
If you want your children to go to heaven, if you want your family to be devout Christians, there's certain things that are absolutes. Number one, your children more than likely will mirror the spiritual fervency of their parents. Number two, if you want your kids to go to church, education has to be moved back to the home. And so our goal at Covenant Community Church is to move education, spiritual education of our families back to the home so that and that the church can reinforce that and give you the tools you need to do what you have been called to do. And so I cannot tell you how excited I am that we don't do ministry here, regardless of whether it's children's church, nursery, college and career, middle school. We don't do any kind of ministry here from the hip. We do it with calculations. In other words, middle school curriculum, we know it needs to contain certain things. It has to contain socialization. It has to contain apologetics, because 39.9% of everyone who left God and left the church did so and had their first thoughts in middle school. We know that curriculum has to be apologetically driven. Why can we trust the Bible? How do you know the Bible is true? How do you know there's a God? If there's a good God, why is there suffering and evil? We are working through that, and that is in that. Those answers are in our curriculum. We also know that a teenager, if they don't experience God religiously, will not hold the faith. We also know that we can fill these altars up and have them laying all over the floor, speaking in other tongues. But if we do not give time for them to reflect on their experiences, within 7 days of that experience, we'll lose that experience. I mean, we are doing things not from the hip, but very a calculated area. So what we're doing is getting several hundred families out of 1,300 people involved in letting you know what's going on. We're getting very, even more strategic about winning our families to God. I want to win more souls this year than we've ever won at this church. But if we win the world and we lose our children, we have lost the battle. We've got to make sure our own children, and listen, a lot of times that's not having daily devotions every day at 5 o'clock. I don't do that in my house. But I'll tell you what I do. I'm constantly teaching spirituality to my children in the moments. Had an opportunity this week to talk to one of my kids about forgiving someone. I had an opportunity this week to teach one of my other kids about manners. I've had an opportunity to teach another child about this or that. And you teach in the moments, and you use that spirituality. You keep them. Are you doing your devotions? Are you asking your children every night, did you do your devotions? Did you spend time with God? Parents, are they watching you pray? Are they watching you read the Word of God? What are they watching? Listen, if we ever get a hold of what we're talking about today, Katie, bar the door. And I have never said this publicly. I don't think I've ever told anyone what I'm about to tell you. But many years ago, and I'm talking 37 years ago when I first went into ministry, I was in one of the lowest places of my life, and I laugh now, Mandy, because I'm thinking if that was low, I had it made. But back then when I was 18, my whole world at that time, it looked like spiritually it had fallen apart. And God gave me a dream, and I was in an arena, and I watched thousands of people come in, and I watched them come in an order with the child, an older child, an oldest child, a mother, and a father. And they all were walking in this arena the same way. 20-something years later, I was at an altar in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and God showed me that vision again and said, that's not a convention center, Michael. That's Madisonville Church. And I believe that the way we're going to build this church is the way we're doing it tonight. And that is, the stronger we build families, the more people we will win to Christ, and the more victory we'll walk in. If you agree with that, give God a hand clap of praise, and go ahead and clap for Donnie and Sabrina.
Thank you, Pastor.
Aren't we blessed to have such an amazing pastor who supports all the ministries here at the church? Give him another hand. Well, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Pastor Donnie, and this is my wife, Pastor Sabrina. We have been married for 26 years. I got it right. Don't mess it up, guys. And we have two beautiful children. Our ministry encompasses the children of the church from birth through fifth grade. We're the first ones that get to help your children begin to navigate apologetics through the nurturing and teaching and testing of the Word of God. We don't do this alone. We have two awesome teams that help us to introduce. We want to introduce those two teams to you now that are a huge help to us.
The first one is our connection team. This team is comprised of parents from all avenues of life. They help us to stay connected and informed on daily challenges that affect our families in today's society. The second team is our leadership team. This team consists of awesome volunteers that head every department in the C3 Children's Ministry. This team helps us to make sure all of our volunteers have everything they need to minister to the fullest of their capabilities.
It's exciting looking around the room of all of our volunteers that have their C3 shirts on. If you have your C3 shirt on, raise your hands real quick. Look around. We have a lot of volunteers here. And well, there's some of them that don't have their shirts on tonight. It does take a lot of people to do what we do. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it." Our goal is to begin to navigate apologetics, educate, and train children to where they will understand biblical principles and have a firm foundation by understanding the scriptures, where they will know how to defend their faith and prosper in their everyday lives as they spiritually mature. How many believe it's important for your children to be able to defend what they believe? Let me see your hands. There's nothing worse than being asked a question and you not having a defense for what you believe. But what we're excited about is our curriculum that teaches us how to defend what we believe. This is accomplished by using our new developed and exciting catechism program. We have structured the C3 Children's Ministry into several areas.
We have nursery, preschool, elementary, we have Sunday school, our Wednesday night extreme classes, and we are very excited to announce our newest addition, which is our C3 Next Level 4th and 5th grade ministry led by Brittany and Jeremiah Marsh. Our new Ignite drama team, which is led by Amber Turner.
Our 4th and 5th grade, I want to stop right here on the 4th and 5th grade elementary. Brittany and Jeremiah, raise your hands. They're right here in the middle. Let me tell you something. God has sent a wonderful couple to us in Brittany and Jeremiah. And they have taken this new class and have absolutely embraced it. And God's using them. Listen, I want you to know that the children, your children and grandchildren, moms and dads, parents are amazing. You know, we are seeing kids that are ages 3 to 5 year olds that are quoting scriptures. They're memorizing scriptures. And we get videos from parents with their kids memorizing and quoting the scriptures and singing the scriptures to songs. That's exciting. We have numerous testimonies from parents on how their lives of their children are being changed. It is incredible at what level and speed that the children have obtained spiritual growth through these past 3 years. I'm personally excited about what God's doing. You know, the 4th and 5th grade class was developed because of all the growth that we are having in our children's ministry. And our 4th and 5th graders, actually, to be honest with you, kind of surprised us. Because at the level that they matured and grew, they were ready to become deeper Christians and stronger Christians. And so when we found this out and we started seeing this, we developed that 4th and 5th grade class to help them to grow stronger. We have our new 4th and 5th grade ministry that has been established to further the growth, spiritual growth, and to learn how to become godly servants in the body of Christ. We have seen and heard of children that are implementing their biblical principles to counteract their daily challenges. This is exciting to see Pastor Michael's heart and vision coming to pass.
We love to acknowledge and reward children for all their hard-earned efforts that you were able to witness just this past Sunday.
How many of y'all were here last Sunday when you saw the catechism rewards that we gave out? Listen, the expression on two of the kids' faces when we told them of one of the rewards was like, it was priceless. If you've not seen it, go to our children's ministry page. It's on there. You know, that is worth it all. You know, one other thing I want to talk about real quick is our summers. Summer times around here can be hectic and crazy. Amen? Oh, I need to get it. Amen? Everyone knows that summer is the busiest time of year for children and their parents. Some of the events that we offer in the summertime along with our current and regular classes are, number one, Vacation Bible School. It runs during the evenings, and this allows parents that work during the day to participate. But honestly, around here we have Vacation Bible School every Sunday. in our children's church. We have a great time, and I want to take a moment. If you've never been back to the children's ministry on Sunday morning second service and seen what goes on, I want to invite you to come back on a Sunday and experience what God's doing with the kids. This morning we had a worship experience at the altar that was incredible, where kids were praying for each other and worshiping, and it was just amazing. Some other things that we do during the summer is we have our weekly summer movie days. We have picnics at the park. And our personal favorite that we have is Dry Gulch Summer Camps. Can somebody shout amen? Oh, I heard the kids on that one. Did y'all hear that? It's held out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And this is an event where children ages 7 to 12 experience a once-in-a-lifetime camp. They come together with hundreds and hundreds of other children their own age. They play hard. They have a lot of fun. But they come together for an amazing worship service. And they get to experience God in a way like none other. And here's the thing. The best part is we bring them back and they are worn plumb out. They go to sleep. And I mean, they probably sleep for 2 or 3 days. But not only are they worn out, but they are spiritually full. And their lives are changed for the rest of their life. You know, that's exciting. Can I get an amen on that one?
We do have a large ministry, and that is by no means done alone. We personally want to invite parents and grandparents like yourself to partner with us to make a difference in the child's life, not only yours, but the lives of every child in the ministry.
We would like to invite you to stop back at the children's ministry table after this presentation today. And we want you to get to know our C3 team, our leaders, our volunteers, and we want to get to know you as well. But first and foremost, Sabrina and I want to thank you for being a part of the church here and letting us be a part of your lives and your children's lives. Thank you so much.
You know, I don't think that they said it, and I just want you guys to really think about the impact that Pastor Donnie and Sabrina have. We're talking preschool, okay, through the fifth grade. That's the largest amount of students and the biggest age range that we have in our community of faith here. So let's just give them another hand. And I just want to personally thank you because it is a huge investment, and they are invested. When these students move up to Elevate, it is heartbreaking, just like it's heartbreaking when students move up to Fuse, because we have sown and we have planted and we have prayed and we have loved and accepted, and it's just a great transformation to see students move on. So I just want to thank Pastor Donnie and Sabrina for giving some amazing students to the ministry that I'm involved in. I just want to talk to you guys. We're family here tonight, right? My name is Erica Bethel. If you haven't met me before, you've seen me on the worship team, you've been in a Pulse class with me, we've had Sunday school together. I've been coming here since Easter of 2001, and I just can't be run away, you know. I just love this place, I love the people, I love you guys, I love the community, and I love what we are as a body of believers. My husband Brian and I, we've been married for about 18 years, we have 2 children. Rachel is a junior at Murray State University, and Gabe is a freshman. He's 15. He's at Madisonville North Hopkins, and he's in the Fuse ministry. I just want to take a moment and explain to you guys how I got to be in the middle with your students, deep in the middle. It's sort of a long story. Always loved music my entire life, and I had this vision over and over of a children's choir, something that I was involved in growing up. And lo and behold, a couple years later, Brenda Laskowski said, "Hey, Erica, you want to help me with some music for Easter?" You guys remember the Under the Sea Easter we had back here that Brenda did such an amazing job on? I said, "Sure." So that entailed working with preschoolers through high school students all together in practices and teaching music. And I will tell you, I found a joy in working with those students that I didn't know existed. I really like to see progress. It's the curse of being gifted in administration, but I like to see something move and grow and shape and build. And if you have not worked with students, you don't know what you're missing. They let you know where you stand, and they let you know quickly, I'm getting it. I'm changing. I'm growing. And that is very valuable to me. It's valuable to us because these students are our next generation and future leaders. So being in the middle, it is tough. 3 years, middle school, adolescence, okay? Let's just take a minute. Adolescence. It's tough. You learn to sink or swim. You learn who you are. You figure out who you don't want to be. And you have to grasp onto that. So we have discussions in the middle. We have tears in the middle. We have prayer together in the middle. But most of all, we love in the middle. We accept in the middle. We provide discipline. We provide a room for growth and a room for them to experience in their giftings and apply those giftings. And then we want to promote them. We have the shortest amount of time with your students. And that really means a lot to us. We want to make an impact. So during our services, one thing that we do is we allow them to apply the giftings that we can see in them that they don't yet know they have. I'll give you some examples of that, kind of where we are in the ministry. We'll be in the middle of worship, and I'll look down, and the students know it begins with me. They'll say that. It begins with me. I know. It begins with me. So I'll say, are we finished? And I'll see heads shaking. No, we're not finished. Do we need to press in further? Yeah, Miss Erica, let's go a little bit further. Or worship will end. Does anybody have anything on their heart that they know is just burning in their heart? Because we want to foster that gift of prophecy. And we'll have a student come forth and basically preach my message. And she knew nothing of what I was going to say. We can be in a van going somewhere, and we talk a lot about, well, I'll pray about that, or we'll pray for you. But the students know, if we see a wreck, what would Miss Erica say do? We've got to pray. And Ella will start praying, Lord, bless them, keep them. Lord, make their bones mend. Lord, let's make sure that we are standing in the gap for them right now. So it's about application. We have one student that teaches Sunday school, who is called to be a pastor, and he has known that for most of his life. So he comes in prepared, reads the catechism study, and he teaches Sunday school. So in the middle, we experiment, we figure it out. You know, we sink or swim. The place where we've been, I just want to give a moment to give honor to Pastor Mark and Mandy, who started middle school ministry when we called it 7. Then we moved on with Pastor Eddie and Heather, and they brought in Elevate. And where we've been is we haven't always had a great team of people that would come and give their time and go on trips. Like, I like to go on trips. You guys know I like to go on trips. Shake your head. I love to go places and do things, okay? So right now we have 20 members, 20 adults in this church that will go on trips with me, that will come to a game night because they think I'm crazy, that I'm going to give up a Friday night and hang out from 6 to 9 p.m. here and buy a lot of junk food and send them home sugared up. We have lots of fun together. So we have parent volunteers that are mothers, stay-at-home mothers, that work in the community, that have master's degrees in education. We are truly blessed with all of the volunteers that we have in Elevate. We love through failure, we love through worship, but we also discipline. You know, we have students that come here and they're dropped off in a bus ministry that Pastor Mark started years ago. They're dropped off at 5:15 and service doesn't start till 6:30. So we're here. We're here to love on them. We're here to accept them. We're here to give them a place to call home. Where we are going as a ministry is, again, we're focused on that small window of time, those 3 years. And I have seen a need in our students for a grandparent figure, for a generational transfer to take place. So we're going to Warrior Fest in April. If you've not signed up to go, sign up today at our booth. So we're going to go, and when we come back for the next 3 Wednesdays, we're going to have grandparent figures in the church come and speak on power. We're going to have them come the first week and speak about power of their giftings, like how they found their giftings, how they work in their giftings, and give the students a real application so that they can see That's my grandmother. I didn't know she was a prayer warrior. That's my grandmother. I know she likes to serve, but I didn't know God gave her that gift. That's my friend, and she has the gift of prophecy. I see her praying with people, but do I have that? In the second week, we're going to talk about the power of relationship. Barbara and LaFane Deaver are coming that week, and they're going to speak into the lives of the students. They have three grandchildren in Elevate, three grandchildren in middle school. So that's very important that they sow into that as leaders of our church. The third week, we're going to speak on the power of the mission. What is their mission fields? It's very important that the students understand that everywhere they go, they're called to the Great Commission. Lastly, something that we're starting this week is a vocal worship team for the students. We're going to meet at 5:30. It's really something that burns in my heart as being a lover of worship. And we have students right now that you can see and scan. You know, you see them in here on Sunday mornings. The minute the music starts, their hands go up, and they're ever faithful in their worship. And they need a place to exercise that gifting God has given them. So you've seen how I got here, where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. Now I just want to give you a quick little snapshot of what we believe in Elevate. Number one, we believe one of those top two commandments. Number one, you got to love him with everything you have. You just got to love him. That's all he wants is a relationship with you. Number two, you have to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, that's a tough one in middle school because you got to love yourself. As adults, some of us don't do that so well. So we hammer identity, identity, identity. Know who you are. I'm a child of the King. Know who you are. My Father calls me blessed. Know who you are. You are more precious than rubies. Know who you are. If you know you can love, then you can love your neighbor. Lastly, a lot of our students come in. They've already received salvation. They've prayed the prayer. They've been baptized because they've been under the tutelage of Pastor Donnie and Sabrina, and they know the good news. So our job is to make Jesus their Lord and Savior. Disciple them. Let that faith become their faith. Not just mom and dad told me I had to come to church tonight, but I have a hunger for the word. I can't wait to worship. I can't wait to go to that experience we're going to go to in April. I want to go to summer camp because I want to lay my phone down and I want to be with you guys and I want to be present with the Lord. So we want to, I say this all the time, see if I can get it right since I'm up here. Joyce Meyer says this, you know, you can sit in a garage all day, but that doesn't make you a car, right? Well, you can come to church, but that doesn't mean that you're walking the Christian walk. So right now, in the middle, that's what we want the students to get. So I want to encourage you, before you leave tonight, stop back by our table and visit with one of our leaders. We're selling racks of ribs, as you see on the announcements now, for 3 weeks for our students to go to camp. We're real excited to be going with Fuse to camp at the Tennessee Youth Ministries Camp at Camp Jackson in Hendersonville, Tennessee. It's going to be a great week for us to come together. We're going to have lots of competitions and lots of time just to unify ourselves as a group. So also, there's tons, even though we have 20 people volunteering, there's tons more you can do if you want to help Elevate. Tons more. We need support when we go on trips. We need people to help us with game nights. We need people just to, when you see these students running through the church, stop them. Speak to them. Let them know that you're part of their community of faith. Let them know that you see them, you know them, and that you love them and accept them. So we are treasuring every opportunity you give us in these 3 short years in the middle. We accept, we love, we hold accountable, we grow, we promote, we are Elevate.
Y'all ready for this? First off, I want to say that I'm so excited about what I see in the junior high program with Erica and their leaders. I've been there and I've been in her shoes, and I know that it is one of the easiest groups to get excited and get trips, and I get tired just looking at her schedule. And I remember those days of doing trip after trip and game nights and stuff. But can I tell you that it's one of the hardest ministries to recruit leaders to, because those kids are crazy. And I remember that deep into my soul. But can I tell you that there is not a more fulfilling position in ministry than to volunteer in the junior high? Because you're in the middling years, and you're in the years of allowing yourself to see them grow, and you're investing. So that, you know, and I'm not taking away, you know, I think we have the greatest assembled group of pastors that we've ever had since I've been at Covenant Community Church. And the fact of the matter is from top to bottom, we can take your kid from diapers and go all the way to college, and you can see them grow and watch them spiritually grow. And I don't think a lot of churches can say that. So tonight, I want to talk to you a little bit about what Fused is all about, and if, you know, what your student can expect. And if you look to the side, you're going to see, because you won't know or find out what Fused is all about until you know the definition. The definition of Fused is to take two separate or diverse objects and to bring them into one unified body. We are a very diverse group in Fused. We acknowledge that every student that walks through our door has a God-given purpose, and has a calling, but also has a seed to plant. And that seed, until it's planted, is only potential. And that with that potential, when the seed is planted, a lot of times you've got to tell, and even adults need to learn this, is that a lot of times when that seed is planted, the strongest roots has to twist around the rocks so that it can grow strong roots. When we begin to talk about the series and things, we teach our kids that life isn't always easy, and you always are going to go through some kind of obstacle, but the strongest roots twist around the rocks. It's not always on fertile soil, but it begins to twist around and begins to grow deeper and deeper and deeper. So what can you see when you come to Fused? You'll find a very dynamic worship group. You'll find a team that is second to none in anointing and talent. The fact of the matter is that there's groups on Sunday morning that doesn't have what we have infused. When you go and leave Winter Jam, when I leave Winter Jam with kids on my van this last time a couple of weeks ago, and my kids in my van tell me that our band should be up there, it speaks for itself. What you'll find is leaders that have a story. And at this time, I want all of my leaders, if you have a part infused, because I want you to see. And there's a reason why I'm doing this, is if you'll stand, and everybody that has a part infused, stand with me. Now, don't give them the big head. What I tell every student that comes into Fused is every one of our leaders has a story. There has a story that they share with our young people, because the last thing our young people need is another superhero. My call to my leaders, they told me I can't cry, so I'm fighting. It's getting there. My call to my leaders is that you're real with them, because the last thing the teenagers need is another superhero that they can't match up to and they feel like they cannot live according to what they're doing. But when you're real with your struggle, when you're real with your problems, and you let them know that it's by the grace of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm still standing, it gives them hope that whatever they're going through, there's another day. When you talk about leaders, when you're talking about the messages that we do a series, if you'll look at the T-shirts that we do and come into the back after service. We did one called God is More Than Enough, and it was off the book by Dr. Tony Evans. And it literally began to talk about Luke 10 and 19 is the scripture that we have. Off Psalms 23, David wrote, even though. He went through some stuff to get to even though. We teach our kids, you're going to go through some stuff. But even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. So when you talk about even though, David got to that point because he realized what on the back of that scripture, Luke 10 and 19, it says Jesus was talking to us and saying, behold, I have given you unto you the authority to trample on the snakes and the scorpions of this earth and over all the power of the enemy, and by no means shall anything hurt you. There's a promise wrapped up into that that you carry on a daily basis. And I tell them a personal story because the thing about it is that when my brother died, I wasn't prepared for it. My church was girls and was going for relational things, and I wasn't prepared for when that Max Q moment ripped my brother away from me. Michael was in church, and he had a foundation, and not saying it didn't affect him, but that he had something to draw from. I didn't have that foundation. And that scripture got me through the darkest hours of my life because I used it as a promise that I have been given the authority to trample over the snakes and the scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And like no means shall anything hurt me. We do a series called The Spirit of Python, and it's based off the book by Jensen Franklin about how the enemy is after our breath. Why is the enemy after our breath? The breath, air, and wind are symbols of the Holy Spirit. And the enemy wants to extract that from us so that it can win. He knows the battle is already lost. But when you begin to look at this scripture, Psalms 92 and 12, it says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Why is a palm tree so important? We teach our young people is the fact that a palm tree has a bend but don't break mentality. If you watch in Florida, a storm may go through and a palm tree may go all the way to the ground. But after the storm, the palm tree begins to arise. I'm going to lose the bet. After the storm, the palm tree arises. Maybe if I don't look at you, I can do this. That the palm tree arises, and it's stronger after the storm than what it was before. So you do Spirit of Python, and it gets into an atmosphere. It creates a climate. Your environment creates a climate in your life. A climate is a repeatable pattern. A climate creates a culture, and your stronghold defines that culture. That is what we teach our kids, is that every sin begins with a thought. But you can't kick the devil out of your life if he's your best friend. What we do, and this is my baby, and that's the van ministry. It is the best evangelism tool I've ever done. When I first bought a van, a 15-passenger van, and it was, God knows, Andy made fun of me because he called it the Cheech and Chong van. But I tell you that myself, picked up 30-something kids every week on that van, and sometimes we didn't make it back, and that's the honest God's truth because it broke down. But Eddie, I don't think Eddie and Heather is here tonight, but they blessed us with a van before he left, R.J. Temper. And then we were able to raise funds to get another van. But can I tell you, through the van ministry from 7 on, over the last 2 years, we've had over 40 students graduate from Fused from that van ministry. The continuity that we were able to teach our kids that, hey, don't make an excuse that you can't drive or you can't get here. We'll come get you. Our job as leaders is to take all the excuses away. That as we get into what we do with food, why do I serve food every Wednesday? And some of my leaders ask me that. Why do we serve food every Wednesday? I learned that in today's society, you parents have a choice. That you pick up your kid, if they have any extracurricular activities, they are not getting off the property until 6 o'clock. So they have a choice. Do I be a good parent and go and take my kid and get them something to eat and miss church? Or do I bring them to church and let them starve? We took that out of the equation because before, all the way back to 7, we began to serve food. It's not a grand meal, but it's something to get in their stomachs. And can I tell you, from the van ministry, it's the only food some of those kids get, because a lot of the kids we picked up in the van ministry is a kid that nobody else wanted to pick up. That's my baby, and that's where we're growing. And I love the fact that we are diverse and we're not labeled. Food we do for a reason, so that we take out the choice. We serve. We have an impact team that we've started last year. And one of the greatest lessons that I learned was going to Nashville when we went to the homeless station. And can I tell you the impact that it had on me is the servanthood. And I'm not talking about the leaders, and I'm not talking about from the students. I'm talking about the men in that homeless shelter. Because all the stuff we had laid out for them, they would go by and only pick out what they needed. because they were thinking about their fellow guy coming in line, like letting them have enough. That sacrifice struck me to the core, that they, having nothing, their backpack was a Kroger bag, that they would only pick out what they needed. They would pick out one toothbrush, one toothpaste, one bar of soap. And the fact that they could have went, emptied their bags, emptied our boxes, and we wouldn't have said a thing, it showed those kids and it showed leaders and like myself, it opened our eyes to what true servanthood is about. When we talk about activities or things we do, we have what you call True Love Project is what we're doing. We're actually into that now, and it's about how the gospel defines our purity. Because would you rather the world define it for you in the television and what you see on TV, or would you rather the Bible and the church talk about it and let them know how the gospel defines it? When you talk about, you know, we're into Chrysalis and we're into the catechism, and Keisha does a great job with our Sunday school class on Sunday mornings because they get to be able to talk about it and begin to not just be in a lecture, but they can talk about the scripture and they're going deeper into the Word of God. Activities, Erica mentioned about the Tennessee Youth Camp. We're excited about going for the first year. We're doing a winter camp with Clayton King in Gatlinburg this year in December. We do our fun trips in Kings Island, and we do Holiday World and Cardinals baseball game. Even though I'm a Reds fan, I still do it. That's the cross I bear. But lastly, where are we going? And this is what I'm excited about. You're going to see these two words come up over and over and over again. And it's about invest and invite, and it's our small group area. What that pertains to is that we've already started. Mandy has already done, I think, 3 series with our young women. We're, me and Ryan and Dustin, is starting a small group for the young men in a couple of weeks. But what that's going to parlay into is what we call invest and invite. And it's going to be, it's not about you. And it's going to be quarterly meetings where we take our kids to host homes and sites and begin to dig into them and allow them to see the Word of God. Invest and invite is to use your circle of influence, and it's about relationships that you have to get people into this church. Because that's our calling, is to go and spread the gospel and then to get people into the church. Lastly, I want to talk about something that's just on my mind. We are set up better than we ever been at Covenant since I've been here. But one thing I want you to know is that through it all, your kids at times are going to say, no, I don't want to go to church. You're going to hear, I don't want to go. Can I tell you the answer and do the unthinkable and make them come? I would not be here if my mom and dad did not drag me to a revival in a little old church across from Todd's Furniture. And a seed that was planted in me by a little old lady that scared me to death because she had a beehive hairdo. And she come back there to me and my cousin who was cutting up, and we was doing everything we could do not to pay attention to her. But her words planted a seed in me. And in my darkest hour, when I was ready to call it quits, those words came back to me and saved me from doing something really stupid. Make them come.
Wow. This is your church. Isn't that awesome? We have some amazing leaders here. I have the privilege of having my daughter in Elevate, and she is flourishing. And my son has been infused, and Ari is actually a part of True Love Project. And I've been to Dry Gulch. I know how great it is. I got to go 3 years in a row. Many of you know me. You see me on the video announcements every week. I'm Lisa Boone, and my husband was supposed to be up here with me today. He has a migraine, and he's not doing too well, but he's back there, so stop by and see him. His name is Nathaniel Boone. But I've been working here for 7.5 years. That kind of blew me away. It's been a long time, and I have seen this church go through so many stages, and I promise you this is the best staff that we've ever had, and I'm so proud to be a part of the student ministries. Nathaniel and I have 5 children, and 3 out of our 5 are in the college and career age bracket. So we understand their struggles. we understand what they're going through. We want them to flourish. So we have a vested interest in them becoming who they were designed to be. Merge, of course, is our passion. This is our ministry. The reason that we named it Merge is because we wanted to build a community of all different kinds of people to come together and to be able to worship together and to have a body of believers to live their life with. We are the oldest ministry, and I know a lot of you have college maybe too far ahead of you, and you think, I love this ministry, but I have a long ways before college. But you know people. You know people that are in this age bracket, and I believe it's so important for you to know what your church has to offer, just like all of these other ministries. So this way, when you meet somebody, whether it's a waitress or somebody in the in your family, you can let them know about Merge. We meet every Thursday at Fused at 6 p.m. And while we are the oldest, we are the babies. We've only been here for 2 years because Pastor Michael saw that there was a missing link in the student ministries. And we're so honored. We've seen so much growth in not only our young adults, there's a few of them here today, but also in us. 2 years later, we're still plowing, we're still building, but we are so proud to be a part of it. On Wednesday nights, we are committed to serve as youth leaders as well. So we serve in Fuse with Mark because we want to see the transition be effortless. We want to build relationships with all of the Fuse students so that when they graduate, they'll come into Merge and it'll be easy for them. Last year, we were tested. It was a hard year with the passing of Brian Jones. But through that, we learned the power of community. We mourned together. We celebrated together. And I don't know about you, but I didn't have this type of ministry when I was growing up. And I am so in awe of them, and it inspires us. And so I want my children to have this type of ministry. So that's how we have put it all together. I'm going to break it down really quick. We have two different parts of our ministry. We have our in-town, which is everybody that lives here. And then we have our out-of-town college students that we immediately hook them up and connect them with a church so that they will not be left alone. We don't want them to stray when they're in college. It's so important for them to be connected to a local church. And we investigate those churches, and we plug them in. And then we visit them once a year. We go out. We call it our college tour. And we go out. Those are the pictures of some of the past years, and we have lunch with them or dinner or breakfast, and we spend time with them, and we just encourage them and love them. They appreciate that so much because they're far away from home, but we also send them homemade cookies, care packages, every quarter pretty much, and they love that, and they even share it with their class, where their roommates and stuff, and no one has ever seen a church do that before, and so that's with your help too. You make that happen. So Pastor Mark opened the door for us to have a service in Fused. Again, it's every Thursday at 6 p.m. It's not only given us a beautiful environment. I don't know if you've ever been to Fused, but that sanctuary is awesome. It is amazing. So many people, when they come and visit, they're blown away by it. And so we have that awesome opportunity of being there to build this community of believers, but also moving from a classroom setting, because we used to meet in one of these acorn rooms back here, into a sanctuary. It changed everything. We're able to have moments of prayer and altar calls, and of course now we have worship, and we really desire to have a band, just like Fuse does, and Elevate will be having one too. So we're excited about that growth potential. But we have the opportunity in Merge to keep it real. It's raw, it's honest, and it's true. And we talk about things that really matter. When we started Merge, we started it with Proverbs 27:17, and then Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. And it's all about relationships. Because if you can understand the importance of right relationships, you can succeed in life. Right relationships with God, you and God, and then you and others. Keeping Christ at the center of every relationship makes you successful. So this year, we have a twofold goal. Isaiah 26:8, which is to make the name of Jesus known. And then two, as we understand that love is embraced, then we understand that love is extended. Loving God and loving one another. So our desire is not only to provide them a weekly space here to meet with the other Christian believers that are like-minded and with God, but also for them to be discipled and to disciple others, for them to be leaders who lead others to Christ, to provide them experiences outside of Madisonville, and to broaden their horizons, because we want them to change their perspectives to be kingdom-minded people of God. Every year we get an opportunity to go to Passion. We will never pass that up. Passion is amazing. The first year that we went was in 2017, and we went to the Atlanta Dome. There was 55,000 students, 18 to 25. It was electric. It was amazing. The worship, the teaching, everything. That year, we had some opportunity of serving, or we thought we were going to serve, at Safe House Organization. We were going to feed the homeless, so we thought. But what happened was we were filled on that first day. This is Safe House Organization. We all took a picture with the group that went with us. And we got to speak to people that live in the streets. And they taught us not to use the word homeless. So if I say homeless, I usually say in quotations, and that's why. Because why would you call someone for something that they don't have? And we got to speak to them, and it changed our lives. And what we discovered is that you can look at somebody, and you will never know who they are inside or why they are the way that they are or why they're there. You'll never know it. But the only thing that you can do is to treat people like people. So that's why this shirt is so important to us, because we learned that we are all one blood. We're all made by God. And so that's what we took away from, that's one of the things that we took away from Passion. In 2018, we went back to Passion. We had a smaller group. It was intimate. It was fun. We were in a different arena. I think there was like 18,000 students in that one. And it was amazing. We are going to go again. And we're excited about that. So because we go to Passion at the first of the year, it's usually the first week in January, it sets us on a path. This year, we understand that as we keep the main thing, and we understand that we are arrows in God's hands, just ready to take flight. We're trusting him no matter where he sends us. We're going to live on purpose for a purpose. We want our young adults to see the world and people in a whole new way, just how God sees them, to allow them the opportunity to exercise their gifts and to really discover who they were created to be. And as they keep the main thing, it doesn't matter where they work or where they go to school. It matters that they keep Jesus as the main thing. And we're training them that their job is their ministry, that we are all ministers. We're all called to spread the gospel. So this year, we're going to Guatemala. And I know you've heard about it because it's all over the video announcements, right? We're doing fundraisers all over the place. And I promise there's more. But we are so excited about it because it is the first missions trip that has been organized to do what we're doing. And we, Nathaniel and I, have never been on a missions trip, and we're really excited. I know God's going to wreck our world, and we are looking forward to it. You might ask, why are you going to Guatemala? Why raise $15,000? Because God said to spread the message to the world, and he said to feed the needy and help the widows, and that's what we're going to do. I'd love to tell you more about our trip if you come to the back later. Many of these people in Guatemala have never heard the name of Jesus. Or if they've heard the name of Jesus, it's just a name. They don't know the person behind the name. And so we're going to be telling people about Jesus, and we're going to be loving people. And as we do that, everyone that we've met in contact with this organization that we're going to, or we're going with, they've told us that the people that come back more passionate and more eager to help their community. And so we're going to be partnering with Covenant Care and other community projects throughout the years, because we really want to be the hands and feet of Jesus, and we're excited about that. But Guatemala has already began to impact us, because we have monthly agendas, monthly prayer initiatives, and we're praying together. And it's building our faith and expectancy as we watch God unfold the plan that he has before us and provide the resources that we really cannot provide on our own. Passion 2019 is going to be January 1st through the 4th. And I want to invite everybody that has a senior, well, they'll be a senior, they're junior this year. If they're going to be a senior next year, all the way to 25, I want to meet them. I want them to join us and come to Passion, because it is an experience that will change their life. It's a great bonding experience, but also just to get away from Madisonville and just be enveloped in worship and hear these teachings from all these great leaders. It is amazing. And so we want to invite everybody to go on that trip. And I want to let you know a little bit about Merge. We have 50 students in our database. 22 of those are away. So the majority of them are actually here in town. We're not seeing all of them come to the weekly services, and so I need your help. We want you to help us encourage them to come on a weekly basis to merge. Because our students are here, or the ones that are coming, they're not all students. They're longing for those relationships. And so if you know someone, if you have a niece, if you have a nephew, if you have someone that you work with or that you know, or if later on you come in contact with them, get their information or give me their information and help us to grow Merge, because I know that we are really making a huge impact in their lives. So come and see us in the back, and if you want to know anything about Passion or Guatemala or Merge, thank you so much.
Amen. Isn't it awesome to see these pastors with their visions and their mission? Guys, let's all stand up as we close here. This night was important because I want you to know that we just don't have student ministries that are haphazard in operation. First and foremost, we have a vision that was laid out by our senior pastor called Catechism. It's called We Believe. And we started implementing that vision. It took us a couple years, but really when Donnie and Sabrina got here, they were able to really start the catechism process for us, and it's just taken off. I know that it may be normal or just part of our culture here at church, but last Sunday we had 100 kids on stage for our catechism. Do you know how amazing that is? Not only that, you get to see that these guys are linked up in such a special way. How junior high is talking about children's church. How senior high is talking about junior high. How Merge is talking about fused. Listen, there's a rites of passage. And we just do not carelessly take the mission and call to disciple children lightly. We have a weekly meeting. We as the student pastors have a weekly meeting where we talk about every sort of situation that these ministries are faced with. I truly believe that we have excellent student ministry pastors. We have a great vision for this church. And again, I want to thank every volunteer and every person for being here tonight. And help us spread the news. Why is this important for you to know? Because I know that you as a leader are going to get a lot of questions about different ministries, and now you're armed with a little bit of a snapshot of these different ministries so you can tell someone. So if someone does ask you what is Merge, you now have some verbiage to use. You now have a window into their ministry. Amen? And that's why this night was important. So let's do this. Let's just stretch our hands toward these pastors, and let's just pray and bless them as we leave. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this group. I thank you for their passions. I thank you for their calls. God, I thank you for their sacrifice, God. They have sacrificed so much, countless hours, countless conversations, countless trips, fundraisers, everything, God, to disciple our kids. Father, I thank you for them. I ask that you bless them supernaturally. Touch them whatever their need is, God. Touch them physically, financially, spiritually, emotionally, and bless their household. God, I pray that you'll touch their ministry, and I pray that they begin to see just an explosion of growth in their ministry, God. We thank you for the fourth, fifth grade class, God, that's created. We thank you for all the great things that we heard. Lord, protect us as we continue to work the student ministries out. There's great growth in front of us. God, we thank you and we praise you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Let's give them a hand clap one more time. Meet them at their tables. They would love to talk to you tonight. Thank you.
We pray that you were blessed by this message. For more information about Covenant Community Church, please contact us at media@covenantcc.net or visit us online at covenantcc.net.